You know, tonight's going to be a little different. Obviously, we're live stream as far as, you know, in-house here and ministry-wise. And the Lord just spoke to my heart to change up on my teaching for the next couple services on Wednesday night, at least, when we're not together as a full house and a total house. And so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to be obedient to the Lord so that we could get a greater understanding in the area of faith. We're going to be teaching on faith, and that's what he wanted me to teach on. So we're not going to be teaching on the book of Deuteronomy. That'll be next time we get together back as a family and get everybody back in the house, and we'll be teaching on the feast and getting into that portion of Deuteronomy chapter 16. But here we're going to go into another direction, another vein, at least for tonight, and he may change up the subject on the next time we get together, or I may stay in that same vein of faith. But that's the direction that we're going to go into tonight. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to go into the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to talk about faith. And one of the things that I want to speak first about faith, have you write this statement down. I know I've said this many times if you follow this ministry. God will never create a world for you where faith is not needed. God will never create a world for me where faith is not needed. I will always have to operate in faith. I will always have to have that relationship with God that is supercharged with his word so that I can move in and out of kingdom principles and do what he's called me to do and lay foundations in my life in which I can build the house of God or the temple of God or the kingdom of God within me and within my surroundings while I'm on this earth. And I'm going to explain all that in just a minute. And so God will never, never create a world where faith is not needed. We will always be in a situation where we must have faith. And right now, as we're facing what we're facing in the world, where so much of the world is in turmoil and chaos and dealing with this plague, this virus, this judgment, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to name it, is what Jesus said would be in the last days, the pestilence, the pressures, the tribulation, and all these different things. But we're dealing with these on a global scale. And people, now more than ever, the body of Christ, really now more than ever, must operate in the faith of God, the faith that was given to them, the faith that is deposited within their hearts in order for them to not only succeed, but to, in many cases, survive. And I believe that the greater days are before us. I believe in the realm of faith. I believe in the realm of the kingdom, that God has a plan that is not to leave us in a place of desolation, but to leave us in a place of vibrancy and blessings and power and anointing and a harvest. Because if we don't have the ability to walk in supernatural power, then we're not going to reap this harvest in this last day. We're not going to be able to reap what is before. So write that down. God will never create a world where faith is not needed. And here's another statement I want to give you before we get into scripture, is that the currency of heaven and the currency of earth for a believer is faith. The currency of heaven and the currency of a believer on earth is faith. See, I'm not worried about what the ruble's going to do tomorrow. I'm not worried about what the dollar's going to do tomorrow. I'm not worried about oil. I'm not worried about stocks and bonds. I'm not worried about soybeans and corn. I'm not worried about gold and silver, because the currency of heaven and earth for a believer, or the currency for a believer on this earth, is faith. Faith is our currency. Now, we need the ruble, we need the dollar, we need these different things in order to make transactions. There's energy that is tied up inside of those currencies, but there's life inside of faith. There's life inside of faith because it comes from God. It is the energy, is the currency of heaven. that operates on earth. So if you took away all of my ability to make a dollar, if you took away all gold and all silver, if you took away all precious metals and materials and different things of that nature, you cannot take away my ability to live, because the just shall live by faith. And faith is the currency of heaven and earth for a believer. So write that down and write it big in your notes and pray over it and speak it and declare and decree this truth, that the currency that I'm going to operate in is not just money. It's not nickels. It's not dimes. It's not quarters. It's not cash. It is in faith. Again, God will get me all the other things that I need. He'll get everything that you need. Not worried one bit about the depression. I'm not worried one bit about the stock market falling. Not worried one bit about those things. Because my God can turn stones into bread. Come on, somebody. God can cause the fish to open up down at Lake Hartwell, whatever lake you live by, or canal that you live by, and cause money to be put in there. How? By faith. By faith. And so we must operate in that. We must understand that no matter what's happening, our trust is not in this $2.5 trillion stimulus that's barely going to get anywhere to the true nature of the problem. That isn't our answer. That's not going to solve the problems of our lives. Jesus, first of all, is the answer. And faith is what brings that transaction into reality, no different than laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. By faith, you lay hands upon them, and there is an exchange from sickness to health, from death to life. And Jesus, he is the one that makes that transaction happen, all by faith. So those are my opening statements for you for this particular teaching on faith. So go to Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to throw up these scriptures up on the screen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So let's begin to read that. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is. First thing you need to do in your notes or even in your Bible is underline. But in my Bible, I have a box around it, and it's boxed around now. Now. When is faith? Faith is now. When do you need faith? Now. When do you need God? Now. When do you need provision? Now. When do you need a miracle? Now. When do you need to see God show up? Now. So now faith is. Now faith is. Now watch this. What is faith? Well, according to the Greek, if you look up the word faith there, it means persuasion, belief, and knowledge. Persuasion, belief, or knowledge. Now faith is having a persuasion. I am persuaded that my God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all I'd ever ask or think according to the power that works within me. I'm persuaded that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm persuaded that if God be for me, who can ever be against me? I'm persuaded that I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed coming in, going out in the city, in the field. I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Death can't do it. Angels can't do it. Demons can't do it. The devil can't do it. I'm persuaded. And see, faith is a persuasion based on knowledge. It's based on knowledge. It's not based on feeling. You might want to write this down. Faith is not based on feelings. Because there's times I don't feel that God is doing something for me when all along God is doing something great for me. There's sometimes I go to bed and I pray and I say, well, I know he heard me, but I don't know if he's going to work for me on this situation. I don't know what God's up to. I mean, you know, it may take a month. It may take a year. I don't know how long it's going to take for God to operate and do what he wants to do. But how many of y'all know you wake up and the miracle's there? You wake up and the blessing's there. You wake up and the finance is there. You wake up. Why? Now faith is. I'm persuaded that my God is going to do it. I'm persuaded he's going to take care of me. You can't wrestle this from me. You can't wrestle my salvation away from me. You can't wrestle from me the knowledge and the understanding that he has been so good to me that no matter what comes along and what goes on in life, you can't persuade me away from that answer. answer that I know it's going to be okay. That's why I'm not worried about none of this stuff. I'm not worried about the hype. I'm not worried about the panic. I'm not worried about the fear. He's been too good to me. He's been too good to you to shake my faith and take from me the revelational knowledge of what he said in his word. That's another aspect of faith. It's knowledge. It is knowledge rooted in truth. So my faith is rooted in knowledge. What knowledge? The word of God. It is rooted there. So now faith is, Hebrews 11:1 again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance there, hold on before you go ahead, substance is what? She's ready to go. Substance is what? It is a place or a stand in which something is under, or like a basis for a foundation. Let me read it to you again. Substance is like a place or stand in which something is under, or a basis for a foundation. So the substance that I am believing for and I'm standing on is rock solid because it is truth. Faith is the substance. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the foundation. It is the persuasion of the foundation. So my faith is in the knowledge of what God already said he's going to do. And I find that in the word of God. And we're going to look at that in a minute. But I find that in the word. Therefore, I'm rooted and grounded. I'm in a firm foundation of truth. So no matter what wind comes against me, winds of doctrine, winds of critics, winds of problems and pandemics and anything else that life could throw out of us and at us, we don't fall down because we're stable because he's able. And we have knowledge in that. And we have an underpinning of security, and we are sure that God will be there. I'm telling you, man, that's why when you and I go through trials and tribulations, we actually go through a deeper process of faith. We actually get rooted and grounded deeper than when we first went through the issue. That's why when we come out on the other side, the devil doesn't understand. I knocked him with the best knock I could do. I punched with the best punch. I did everything I could. I kicked. I tried to take them out. But guess what? Like Weeble Wobbles, they don't fall down. People of faith don't fall down. People of faith don't fall down. If they do, they don't last long on the ground. They get right back up. Because faith is that currency. Faith is that strength that is inside you and I that says no matter what comes against us, hell or high water, whatever comes against us, it doesn't make a difference. The greater one lives inside of us. So now faith is the substance. It's that foundation of things hoped for. Let's go back to that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now the word hope there means expectation, an expectation of, having desire of. It's not like the world tells us, well, I hope everything works out. You ever heard that? You said it before. I said it before. Well, I hope so. I hope that's going to happen. I hope it's going to work out. I hope everything's going to be fine. No, it's not the same as that. We don't hope so. We know so. Now faith is a substance of things that we know are going to happen, that we desire. So that definition is to expect with desire. To expect with desire. When I pray and you pray and we speak the word of God, we don't say it and we don't pray it and we don't declare it as maybe God's going to hear us. No, I expect God to hear it. I expect God not only to hear, but also to do what he said he's going to do. Not that I hold the word over him. He said, remind me of my word. Speak to me about my word. Pray my word. He wants us to declare his word. Now, I know there becomes an extreme in the faith community and people, you know, they try to abuse God. Let me tell you something. You can't abuse God. You can try, but he doesn't go for that. He doesn't get abused. He's either going to bless or he's not going to bless. He's going to respond or he's not going to respond. And he doesn't respond, watch this, he doesn't respond to terrorism. He doesn't respond to kicking and crying and screaming. He responds to faith. Faith is the currency of heaven and earth. Faith is what he set into action, he set into motion, and he placed within all of us that seed of faith. Faith for what? Salvation, absolutely. But also that ever-increasing faith to continue to grow in him, and which I'll talk about at another time if I continue on teaching about faith. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Say it this way. Now faith is the evidence. It's the evidence. It's the substance. It's the foundations of things that I'm expecting. I'm expecting God. You say, man, that's brash and that's bold and, man, that's even borderline rude and prideful or whatever. No, it's what the Word says. I expect God. We can't be mealy-mouthed Christians and just say, well, I don't know. You know, maybe God's going to show up. I don't know. Maybe Jesus will come back someday. Well, maybe he will heal us. Maybe he won't. No, I'm steadfast, unmovable. I'm persuaded because now faith is. It's my substance. It's what I stand upon when everything else is sinking sand, when everything else doesn't look right. I stand upon the truth of the Word of God. I stand upon that revelation that if my God said it, then I can expect it. You might want to write that down. If my God said it, then I can expect it. Just like we're seeing today in the world and all the craziness is going on. You know, people have been saying, ah, it's not going to happen. This man's crazy. That girl's crazy. You're crazy. Your family says you're crazy. Then all of a sudden, the book begins to open up of truth. Revelation becomes more real. Book of, Matthew chapter 24 and all these different things, they start to become more real to people. And the experience that they're having is truth being fulfilled, prophecy being fulfilled. We stand on the Word and we say, no matter what's going on around us, this Word will come to pass. This should be the most exciting time for the body of Christ. This should be the most exciting faith-building time. Not that we're rejoicing on the ills and the problems of others. By no means do we mean that. What we do say is, see, the Word is exactly the way the Word was written, and the Word is exactly the way the Father who wrote it. He's the same. He hasn't changed. He's precise. He's right on time. And when I begin to see these things, my faith comes alive. My faith explodes, not because I'm waiting to get out of here, but I know that if he promised what he's promised throughout his Word, and it has come to pass, guess what? It's going to come to pass in other areas. If it came to pass through revelation, through prophecy, it's going to come to pass for your life and whatever you're believing for. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So go back up to it. Let's look at it again. It's always good to see the Word many, many times. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's my expectation. The evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. What is the evidence? The evidence is the conviction. It's the conviction. It's being charged and having belief in the charge. You know, there's people who get charged with crimes and then they deny it. You ever seen that on television? They get charged and they say, I didn't do that. But this evidence, this belief that I have been charged, I've been convicted, and I have absolute knowledge of it. I absolutely agree. I have conviction within me. I am totally persuaded. So faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, or the conviction of things not seen. Faith says, I do not see it with my natural eyes. But faith says, I believe it because God said it. I believe it because God has proven himself faithful to me. I believe it because he'll never create a world where faith is not needed. So if a world that I'm living in must be operated in and through and by faith, then those things I can't see don't bother me because I believe the truth of the Word of God. I'm not affected by the things I see. I believe what I can't see because his promises are yea and amen. They are the truth. Let's clarify that. Look at that some more. Verse 2. Watch this. Go up there. Verse 2. For by it, everybody say it, circle it in your Bible. It's circled in mine. What does that mean? For by it means faith. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. But notice how King James put it there. Why did they put it? Because it's tangible. Faith is tangible. Faith has a tangibility to it. You must believe that. You must believe the tangibility of faith. Again, it is not a feeling necessarily, but it's a knowing and a knowing and a knowing deep within our heart that God's going to provide, that God's going to take care of. See, if he healed you once, won't he heal you again? If he took care of you in one situation, is he going to take care of you again? If he took care of your finances when you're having hard times, is he going to do it again? Absolutely. He may not be in the way and the time and the season that you want it to be, but it will be exactly at the time that he has ordained for it to be. So for by it, what, faith, the elders obtained a good report. Watch verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let's read it again, Hebrews 11:3. Through faith or by faith, we understand. So we have an understanding that it was by faith the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now here's something interesting about this word framed. This word framed means to be put into position, to set up. They were put into position or to be set up or to be appointed or to be put in order or to equip. So let's read that again with that understanding. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were put together. They were put into order. They were framed. They were set up. They were equipped. They were put into position. How? By the word of God. By the word of God. God is a God of faith. God is a God of faith. And every time God spoke, he spoke by faith. And therefore, he has commanded us to live the same way. This is why I believe it is so imperative to speak your world into existence. I really do. I've done this for years and years and years. My wife has done it for years and years and years, as many years as I've known her. It's been a while. And we have declared our future by speaking the word of God, by prophesying. That is why on the beginning of every year on our New Year's Eve service, we make those declarations. We don't do it because we just have nothing else to do. We do it because it puts you in a position of moving forward in faith throughout your year, believing God for supernatural things, for mighty things. Faith is the currency of heaven and earth for a believer. That's how you make interchange. That's how you make exchange and transfer. That's how you walk in the blessings of God. It has nothing to do with jobs or any of those things. Those are vehicles and we thank God for them. Education is a vehicle. We thank God for them. But if we use faith and operate according to his word by tithing and giving and doing what we're supposed to do, God will increase us and bless us and add unto us, give unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men are going to give into our bosom, and God will do the promotion, because promotion comes from where? It comes from heaven. It comes from God. So the earth, we understand that the world, the earth, everything was formed by the words of God. So if I want to be set up, equipped, and positioned, and ordered in life, then I need to speak the words of God. Not the words of fear, not the words of a president, not the words of politicians, not the words of begging, not the words of anything other than the words of God. You see, that's why self-help humanistic gospel doesn't work. Philosophies and doctrines of devils and philosophies of the minds of men that are empty do not produce anything of lasting eternal value. You can get head knowledge and you can be blessed with knowing some stuff, But if you really want to operate in the currency of heaven and earth, you have to operate in faith. You have to operate in the very power that caused the worlds to be framed and put in position. You say, can God give us that? Does he allow us to have that? Yes. Go back to the scripture. How was it done? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. How was it done? Through faith, we understand. We come to an understanding that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The tree didn't make the tree. The tree came out of a seed, a sapling. And Genesis chapter 1 says that it comes out of the seed and the seed bears out of that seed and it goes on and on. But who created the seed? Who created the tree? Who created life inside of the seed? Man, I could preach this all day long about faith. Who created these things? Who made the sun rise and the sun set and the waters and the expanse of the ocean can only go so far, or they can't flip over out and to spill out into space? They have to stay within the very markings of God, the very gravity in which he created. All of these things, all of these measurements were done by an awesome God. And if he can do that, then he can frame your little world. He can take care of my little world. He can set me up, equip me, order me, and position me. But he can only do it through the currency of heaven and earth. He can only do it through faith. He stood on nothing and created everything. That's what the Bible says, doesn't it? He stood on nothing and created everything. Go back to that scripture. Let's look at it again. He wouldn't have put this in there if it wasn't possible for us. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See, my life is not made of things that appear. In other words, the things that are in the natural haven't made me, haven't made you. God has made us. God has created us. God has formed this world for us and has made life possible and the kingdom possible. This kingdom is without observation. This kingdom is not with hands and sticks and stones and flesh. This is not by blood. This is by supernatural abilities of God. So it's not of the things that appear. When you look at the dynamics of this church, just for an example, you know, here we are, where we are, and what God is doing. And when I talk to other people in ministry and they hear what the Lord is doing in our media ministry, which is, you know, it's nothing huge compared to other ones. And I get that. And we're not making comparison, but we're trying to use this as an example. It's not by what has been seen. It is not something that we did and we tried to manufacture. We didn't go out and do certain things to try to make it happen. It was done by things that don't appear. In other words, it is done by faith. It is done by God. God has done this. How do you have a ministry like this that's debt-free and do these different things? Because God did it. He did it. We didn't take the things that appear in the natural. We did it by faith, and we'll continue to do it by faith because God will never create a world where faith is not needed. You need to tell your brothers and sisters that in the Lord. This doesn't work for the non-believer. You got to be born again to operate in this. I'm sorry. If you don't know Jesus, you're going to be fearful. You're just going to panic. You don't know what, you know, it's going to come at you. And I told you about this community losing jobs. More folks are losing jobs, people on furloughs and all this stuff. We could see several million on and on it's going to go. But if you're a believer, that shouldn't bother you. You live by faith. You say, well, where's my money going to come from? Heaven. I didn't know heaven had a bank. Yep. Well, you better have a password. What's the password? Faith. God's going to take care of you. God's going to make a way for you. But you have to declare it and decree it. You have to speak the word of God. So verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the things which seen were not made of things which do appear. So God didn't need anything. Can I tell you this real quick? Bring it back to me. God didn't need, he didn't need to go in the universe to Pluto and look for some seed to plant the tree. He didn't go to Mars and find a cup of water to make the oceans. He didn't go over somewhere else to try to get this piece of material and make a mountain. You understand that? God didn't need that. He spoke it into existence. He said, let there be light, and phew, there was light. You and I, we got to first pay the bill, you know, and if we don't have a house yet, we got to build the house. We got to get a light switch. We got to get an electrician in there. We got to get a light bulb in there. That'll help. You say, we got to do all these things which do appear, the things that are natural, in order to get the light on. Somebody says, well, of course, our parents would always think, you know, that we thought as children that they were supernatural because the bills got paid and all that. I remember my mom used to always say, what do you think? I work for the power company. Shut the light off. How many of y'all remember that? I mean, which was in my mind, I thought, well, yeah, she probably does own the power company. So I left the light on. No, she didn't own the power company. Your mom and dad didn't own the power company. We got to pay the bill in order for that light to come on. That's a thing that does appear. That's something that's natural. But God did everything by using nothing but faith and spoke his words out of his mouth. That seems amazing. And it's almost like, well, how can that be? I don't know. That's what the Bible said. But by faith, I believe it. I don't understand how a brown cow eats green milk. No, he doesn't do that. He eats green grass and does what? Gives you white milk. I was checking my homeschoolers looking at me. I don't know how that happens. I don't understand how that happens, but that happens. Why? Because it's part of nature. It is something we see. It's part of faith, and we believe it. So let's jump into some other scriptures before I go further into Hebrews. I might save that for another time. Let's go to, I want you to write this down. Objects of sight and not hope. Objects of sight and not hope. When we speak of faith, faith are objects and things that are not of sight, but they are not of the sight, and they're not of hope. In other words, what I'm trying to say is they are not something that is natural, and they're not something that the world hopes for. They are things that are supernatural. That's what I was trying to get to. The objects of sight and not hope. I see what God says, and because I see it in his word, I believe it, and therefore I declare it and I speak it. If God says I'm healed, I'm healed. No matter how I feel, no matter what I'm going through, I believe it. I speak that word. And so many people, if they go through situations, they say, well, this is the end of me, and oh, woe is me, and all that. You have to stop that. One of the best books I ever read before is called Hung by the Tongue. Hung by the Tongue. You need to read that book. It is a tremendous book of faith. It helps you to declare and decree the words of the Lord in a right manner, in a right way. So I wanted to show you that. All right, so let's go to a couple other scriptures. We're going to go get out your way. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We got to get out of this whole sight thing to where we just see things, and then that's how we're going to live, and that's how we're going to praise, and that's going to affect our lives. No, we walk by faith. We declare and decree the word of the Lord no matter what we see. We don't deal with that aspect of the natural, because I'm telling you, a lot of times you could see things in the natural, and you just shake your head and you say, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know how you're going to get me out of this situation. I don't know how you're going to get me out of this circumstance. And the Lord is like, just speak the word. I'll take care of you. Speak the word. I'll bless you. Romans chapter 8. Let's look here. Verse 24. I want to read all of chapter 8 because it's so awesome. It talks about the end times, the manifestation of the sons of God. But watch this. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. This is what I was talking to you earlier about the objects of sight. Many people just walk by the objects of sight. That's not true hope. Hope is not, it's not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? If it's right before you, then why do you hope for it? Again, let's look at that. For we are saved by hope, but hope is that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? See, faith doesn't look at the things that are seen. Faith expects the things that are not seen, because that's the realm and the place and position of God and the promises of God. And that's how God operated from the beginning. And guess what? He's going to operate that way all the way through the end for the church of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the next verse. But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Read it again. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience we wait for it. So patience is a cousin to faith. Patience is the anchor of faith. You might want to write that down. Faith and patience, they're cousins. They're connected. They're brothers and sisters. They're family members. But patience keeps faith anchored. Because by faith we believe, we have the expectation, and with patience we wait for it. Patience brings us the expectation. It's like a woman that's going to give birth. She has expectancy. She has to wait for it. You can try the push. You can try to make it happen early, but it doesn't necessarily happen early. It happens on time. And same thing with faith. I can't push it into existence. I believe it and declare it into existence. And by patience, I wait for it. I expect it. And the Lord will make it manifested when he desires, and all the other aspects of framing my world. But I have the ability, and you have the ability to frame our world. And finally, in verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, it should be translated Spirit himself, but the King James put itself, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So moving into this understanding, the Spirit helps our infirmities. He helps our issues. He helps lift us up in our faith. He helps that expectation within us, because it's that same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. It's the same Spirit, the Elohim, in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, as the Spirit brewed across the oceans and the waters, and God said, let there be light, and it became, and creation became. It was the Trinity of God. So it is when we begin to declare decree the Word of God, it begins to activate life within us, and it begins to cause that faith, that expectation within us to bring forth what God wants us to have. It's the birthing process, and the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. You see, the exchange rate of heaven is faith. The exchange rate of earth is faith. And everything that we're going to do from here to four in life will always be in faith, by faith, through faith. There's no other way around it. I don't like anything that's going on our earth today. Nobody really does. If you say you're a Christian and you like to see pain, destruction, and death, and calamity, then you have the wrong spirit. But what I do love to see is health and life and victory. What I do love to see is the Word of God being manifested in people's lives. And the only way that is going to be done is by faith. Faith in a mighty God. Faith that he will watch over his word and perform it. Faith that no matter what's happening on the earth today, he declared it, prophesied, and promised it would be. But he also gave an answer through it all. And you know that answer. That answer is Jesus Christ. And we have to witness to this nation and to the world through the power of faith that it's going to be okay. I didn't say everything's going to work out perfectly. I didn't say everything's going to be stabilized. I'm just saying that in the rocking and reeling of our world, in the shaking and the quaking and the breaking of our world, there's one stable fact and one stable truth, and that is faith in God. There's no other way but faith in God. So I'm believing, guys, that we're going to walk in faith in these coming days. We're going to walk not by sight. We're going to have expectation inside of us, and the Holy Spirit's going to help us make that exchange in heaven and earth through the power of faith. Heavenly Father, thank you.